God, we come at this time to give you thanks for this day and for this and other opportunity, God, to say thank you for all your blessings, for guiding us and keeping us and directing us, God, and to do those things that were to be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. As we go into this meeting tonight, God, we ask that your Holy Spirit will come and dwell among us and within us, again, that we do those things that will benefit the citizens of this county. We ask you always to root us up for our shortcomings. And keep us, God, knowing the potential of the inclement weather. We ask all of these things in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Like to recognize
Ms. Dominic Walker for the storm that she's brought through Butte County, with her energy and enthusiasm. We'd like to give this to you, maybe have a stand-up tour of the county commissioner.
Yeah, and coaches. Yeah, that's what I turned out. Coach, I forgot. Coach. So he's not on our coach's shirt, but that was a requirement this year. But due to issues on sidelines, we had coaches have to have shirts that match our team.
And I will say this, you guys have done an outstanding job. I mean, from the day you talked to me and started this thing, and it was just got the new helmets, everything's new. I mean, it's just looking great. And to have three teams this year versus one team last year, that is unbelievable. As I said to Norman, I think about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, this is how we build dynasties in football again.
You're going to see the results of this.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. No doubt about it. And thanking the coaches that are coaching and spending their time out there to help these kids move forward in life is probably one of the most important things there is. Casey, appreciate everything you do.
I think I want to add to that one. So my intentions were only to be a parent, you know, and this is my quarterback here. Mm-hmm. And along the way, I was the only spectator, but I was getting closer and closer to the sideline and yelling, hey, that's not right, that's not right. And now I am the Nick Saban of 7-8.
Yep.
Pretty good. I thoroughly enjoy it. So it's a great program. And to see that many kids out there, that's a test to the Rec and Donna, because like you said, last year was roughly 20 and have triple that this year. It's remarkable. It's going great. So I know I have practice at 6:30, so I'm going to get out there soon. But these guys, I'm sure when the schedule come out and we have games in Bertie, we want you guys to support our youth, and we want you guys to support this program.
And we're supposed to start September 7th.
Yeah, we're supposed to play 7th.
Yeah, depending on Mother Nature. But anyway, the football program has boomed.
That's fantastic. Unbelievable.
And then, along with, we have fall soccer going on this year, but bragging rights goes to football this year.
Mm-hmm. If everybody's interested, those helmets at the top of the line, please do. Top of the line.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think that matches the Bertie.
It does.
Matches the Bertie varsities.
Yep.
So,
that's right.
This is the future.
It is.
Do y'all have anything you want to?
Thank you.
Well, thank you to the board for providing that funding.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Big step up.
Thank you. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you.
You too.
Okay, tonight we have formal introduction to our new school superintendent, Dr. Ernest Smallwood, Berkshire County Public Schools.
Good evening, Chairman Trent.
Good evening,
Vice Chairman Hackens, Commissioner Bresson, Commissioner Baysmore, everyone here, good evening. So first of all, I want this, my board eventually to change the storm to name out of me. Just put it out there. It's going to be for something good. It's not going to be anything bad changes, but it's going to be something good. I'm definitely glad to see the youth, the football increasing for the brand, because I know it's a pipeline there to our athletic program in the next few years. But again, I'm a little small, and I think everybody kind of knows me right now, but I'm just very excited to be back home, being in the school district. Of course, I cannot leave it by myself. It's going to take all of us in this room and this community to do so. But I'm still going to claim the new superintendent. Like I said, a convocation. I'm on honeymoon period, so I'm going to take full advantage of it while I have the opportunity. So I'm coming for you not to introduce myself, but to also, I sent a letter to County Manager Sawyer and Assistant County Manager Vaughn to copy to you all about the request for additional funding for the school district. So before I get into that, though, I just tell you kind of like a three-point focus. I didn't do a whole elaborate PowerPoint or anything like that, because this will be the first time of many times I'll be back before you all to talk about the success of the school district. But kind of the three-point plan I'm looking at as we're moving forward is we're going to focus on teaching and learning, recruitment and retention of highly qualified staff, and building relationships with all stakeholders. So you can't have one without the other, but I'm going to put an emphasis on retention of highly qualified staff this evening. So I know the board had requested for this school year an appropriation of a little over $3 million. And $3.1 million, I think it was funded at $3.027 million, which is a difference of about $151,000. So what we're trying to do is bring supplements back to the employees of the school district. I know a few years ago they were funded at about an average of 3% for licensed staff. But what we're proposing is to try to implement a 3% supplement for all staff in Burlington County, classified and licensed. And we need a little bit of help to do that if it's possible. So with the difference of what was funded and what was requested was about $151,000. And so that's what I present to you all tonight. If it's possible, that could be reallocated to the school district for the purpose of funding local supplements. I included in the handout that I gave you all about Burlington is one of four school districts in the state that does not get a teacher supplement in the state of North Carolina out of the 116 in the LEAs. But even out of those four, Burlington is the only one that not even principals get a local supplement. So even the other three school districts, who teachers don't get a supplement, the administrators do get something. So what we propose is the 151. It's a little over $300,000 to fund this initiative. We think we can do some maneuvering with the current expense budget that we already have to make up the difference for the other half. So that's what I'm standing for asking you to do. Not necessarily tonight. I know we got a storm coming. We don't know how that's going to impact the region, and monies may have to be used for something else. But that's what I'm proposing. Since I've been here, we've already had about, well, since July 1, it's been about 10% of our teachers that have left the district already. And of course, they all going to mostly surrounding school districts, and they all offer a supplement, some 3%, some more. But every one of these districts around us do offer something. So when you ask employees why they're leaving, one of the first things they'll tell you is that, well, they offer us more money, you know. So. And I know we can't compete with everybody, but we do want to compete with who we can compete with, because it's going to be essential that we maintain quality staff if we want to educate our children. So that's my mini proposal for you tonight to mull over. I'm not really asking for you to. Now, if you want to vote on tonight, give it to us. I'll take it. We'll take it. But something for you to consider if you would as we're moving forward into this 1920 school year. And I know some talk about the local sales tax that's been put on the ballot but has been defeated the last few years. But in spite of that, I'm still asking for the additional money if it's any possible. Any questions?
I am totally in agreement with the superintendent, because we are saying every day. The children are future, so we need to invest in the staff, in the students, Burlington County Schools. And I'm looking at, if you ever want to bring any type of industry here, we must help get the school scores up. And that, to me, is a priority. And I would like to see that done as soon as possible.
Let me say this. You know, as a son of an educator, somebody who taught school here for 22 years in this county, I believe in public education, and I believe you ought to pay teachers what they're worth. And so I do support supplements. But let me point something out that we need to really take seriously, and that's the quota sales tax. Every time we try to do it, we come a little bit closer. But let me say this. There are enough school employees. Listen to me very carefully. If they voted their own self-interest, that quota system sales tax would pass. How do we get the school system, those who are residents here, and I know everybody's not, but to vote for this, because it would give us a significant amount of dollars to put not only to teachers, but to every school employee. So we need some way for the schools employees to understand that this is their best interest, and they have the power to give themselves a raise. I mean, that's what it comes down to. But somehow we're not quite getting that message over, or people are not going to the polls to vote for it. And we have no problem putting it back on, but, you know, we can't continue to do it if we don't people don't understand the value of it, and that they have the power to give themselves a raise.
The complication, I spoke about this, and it's probably one of the most important things, and I made the comment that all that money, every commissioner stood out there, made a promise, and all that money that would come in on that quarter cent would go to the school system for what you're talking about. And to get that done, what did it lose? What was the vote this time?
So close. It's very close. It's very close.
Was it not? I mean, it's very close. And first time it went through, it wasn't. Second time it went through, it was very close. But we've got everybody pulling together to make this thing happen and make it move forward. And as I said, I want to see the school system move forward. I want to see it move forward in a lot of those areas you and I talked about.
Right.
And so that's where I stand on it also.
Who is included in this supplement? Which school employees is it?
It's all employees, all certified and classified. Part-time is prorated.
I would just like to add this. Just thinking of something to think about. When we talk about quarter cent sales tax, y'all know I'm a strong supporter of it. But that's not helping the school system now. They need help now. When the beginning of the year, you don't have teachers to help start, that's heavy. And then a threat that more will need because of the supplement. We really do need to help now. And if the court says sales tax, maybe we can negotiate, get some of our money.
You know, it's funny that you say that, but you're right. I mean, under the circumstances, you know, I think it's something that we can look into. I think the county manager can look into this and see where we stand on this and go from there and get back with you, Smallwood, and get back with your board on that. I'd love to entertain it. You know, I was talking to the high school principal. He says he's down like 10, 12 teachers, something of that nature, if I'm not mistaken. Eight, okay. I'm pulling from memory and I'm getting old. So, you know, that's the deal. And I get it. That's the reason I brought it up at the convocation. It's very important to be able to be able to do these things to get the quality and the talent that we need where we can. And something to do if you not. Mr. Chair?
Thank you, sir. I think one of the things, and this is just my thought, that frightened or maybe deterred some people from voting there, they saw and heard tax.
That's right.
And did not maybe understand the full impact of how it would benefit, and at the same time, not hurt us who were voting for it. So maybe this time around, we need to get out and I say we, everybody, and share with the community at large that you're going to pay this somewhere else. And they're taking that money out of our teacher, whatever county you're spending it in, and using it for their benefit. So let us find a way, I think, to sell it in such a way that people understand that it's not hurting you, but it's going to help. When it helps the teachers, it helps your team. And when it helps your children, it helps the community.
And Mr. Chair, you're right, because we're paying that in other counties around us. Mm-hmm. When we go to Walmart and Williams and our hospital, we're paying that to that community. Our dollars going to that community. And we're not allowing those folks when they shop here to do that for us. It's kind of really common sense, but you know, you're right. We need, all of us need to be work on it together to make sure people understand it. And we can pass this thing. And I love your idea about to go forward with this to say, hey, let's give a full court press to that. And maybe there's some additional things we can do for the county in general.
We'll definitely do our part to educate our employees about this situation.
Anything else, sir?
No, sir.
Any other questions? Thank you, Smallwood, and thank you for coming back for a few cameras, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Hope he said that to you later.
All right, Mr. Manager, we got some
one this evening. It's for the Albemarle Regional Library Board. We have an application from Ms. Irene Walker.
Okay, move to appoint. Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, sir. Consent agenda, I'll read down the list real quick. Approved minutes for regular sessions meetings. Yes, ma'am.
Well, there is a correction in 8519 regular meetings.
Okay.
And that is, it stated that I suggested for the teachers to run to advocate for the project, I suggested for the commissioners.
Okay. Okay. If manager, you can make a change to that.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So you're, all right. We'll just do agenda on number one, approved as amended. Okay. Count of motion to approve minutes for regular minutes, August 5th, 2019. Will be amended. Comment? You make a motion? Okay. Have a second, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. All right, next one's approved minutes for work session, August 5th, 2019. Approved minutes for closed session, August 5th, 2019. Register of deeds, fees, reports, August 2019. Budget amendments, and Water District 1A1A grant application. Have a motion, please.
Move to approve consent items 2 through 6.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Next, discussion agenda. Discuss combining fire marshal duties with the new building inspector positions for fire prevention code enforcement. We here covered that pretty much already.
And I'd like to just share for the benefit of the audience, we have an opportunity, I think, to hopefully gain some efficiencies in the way we administer the code enforcement, both for the building code and the fire prevention. But there's also an opportunity for the county to consider integrating the fire marshal duties. And I know we're out of budget and we're not necessarily looking to make a lot of changes, but this is one I would hope we would take a real close look at and review it and just evaluate the pluses and minuses and see if there's a way to potentially make this work.
I think we discussed that in the work session coming up fairly soon. We'll throw that in there. Thank you. Review the proposed 2020 meeting schedules, proposed calendar for board meetings held in various communities and locations, plus consider adoption of the 2020 holiday schedule to coincide with the state calendar for office closures. Have a motion?
Move.
Have a
looked at it.
Yep.
And I noticed Mary Hill is not on the docket.
Okay.
It looks like we may have an opening in the month of February.
I just wanted to note that they already have some work sessions planned, so I wasn't sure if I should schedule community meetings the same day as your planning sessions. So that's the main reason why we have less on the docket. But it's at the board's decision, of course, what they'd like to do.
What's the board's plan?
I would like to include them somehow. Because okay. I don't even feel like we neglected anyone.
Okay. Can we get back on a date on that?
Yeah. And since our work sessions are still public, I don't know if we're going to have to go through it. Still public, citizens available to come. So, right. I mean, I don't think it really matters if we can tag it on to it.
Okay.
Okay. We'll make a motion on that, and you give that just for consensus. Consensus?
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, confirmation 2019 employee appreciation luncheon day, Thursday, December 5th. How does that work for everybody?
Normally, we do it on dinner. Is it parade today? Do we know?
Mm-hmm. It is parade day. So we're doing it, and before the parade?
Mm-hmm. Same story.
Okay. Have a motion on that. Have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Okay.
All right, agenda preview, work session for September 16, 2019.
There's a list included in your packet, we highlighted that. That's your last work session, and my guess is the list is going to grow.
Okay. Well, we got another work session there, just squeeze it in there. Okay. So, we'll sit down and discuss that, send out some dates to everybody, go over the notes, go over everything, set up this board. You guys give it up?
I'm
good. Okay. All right, other items, Mr. Manager.
I'd like to recognize Mr. Ricky Spivey, our Water Department Superintendent. You just approved another grant application for the Asset Inventory and Assessment Program. I think this makes either number 5 or number 6 in that category, and this is building the foundation for our next round of improvements and larger grant applications. But I also ask him to come because some of you may have received a call about a potential water line extension on Rupert Earl Road. I understand it's near the end of that lane, and I think there is a short water line on there that was constructed back in the mid-90s, but Ricky's done some research on that, and you might want to comment on that for the potential cost and the number of customers.
Yes, I have to ask you, Mr. Chairman of the Board, the Senator Management Team. About a couple weeks ago, we had gentlemen, the contractor officer inquired about a water meter at 153 Rivera Road. Now, we have an existing 3-inch line. It goes almost, maybe just over a tenth of a mile down Rivera. And when we constructed District 2, it was about 3 homes beginning with 109 and stopping at 138. Okay, the distance from the end of the line to where Mr. Barnhouse is another almost 0.2 miles or over 700 feet. So what I did, I got with Harold Ryder, our Tiff Mercer, who is the supervisor of construction, and got a quote on how much it would cost to extend the water line from the end of the existing line to his property. And he gave me a quote of about $47,160, which include also the engineer fees.
Anybody have any questions?
My dad. We have many situations like this, right? And we should take them into consideration. We want to try to do the right thing for the citizens, do the right thing for the county. But I know we talked about trying to come up with some guidelines as to how we make a determination, is this, financially feasible for the county to do it or not, right? So I think we need more of a metric in terms of how soon do we, if we're gonna invest the money in the county, it means we're investing other citizens' money for the benefit of this citizen. So the question is, how soon do we return that money to those citizens, the county, right? Because in other instances, we've said no. We've said, no, you must pay it, right? And others we said, well, if it's viable, then yeah, we ought to really consider it because we want to expand our service. So that's what kind of troubles me. I'm not sure where the break is. $147,000, I think that's a long time for us to get that money back, unless there are several other customers who would benefit from that extension.
Right.
So is he the only one that would benefit?
At the point where our existing water line stops, he's the only house beyond that point.
I don't concur with Mr. Weston. I think the last one we had, we only had some chicken houses and two could pay us back.
Right.
For running that line. And I want to hear that and suggestions there. So I would concur with that also.
For residential connections, it takes about 14 connections per mile. Mm-hmm. To achieve your return on investment. And we periodically do receive requests. I know we've had the Drew Perry Road identified as one that does not have a water line, and there just aren't the adequate number of customers.
And then the next thing you run into, and then Mr. Spivey knows this, he's a great work guy, but then you're going to have stagnant water sitting in the lines and this, that, and the other, an issue. And we all know that, especially when we're in the house. That distance has got to go.
And you know what I wish we could do? Also, don't really do this or not, but be proactive to say, are there places in the county where an extension of the line would be viable to us? Where if we extended, half a mile, quarter mile, whatever it is, there are enough new users, right, or potential new users. You know, wouldn't it be nice if we then went to citizens and said, hey, guess what? We're willing to extend this line and give these 10 customers access to county water, right? That might be a nice thing to do if we knew that it was available.
Right. And see, and if we had, I would go around the county all the time, and when some big projects were going on, my responsibility was to go out to each highway and take account of how many homes on that particular road. Okay. And now we have water lines on every road that we're there access our homes. Now, this project here started in 97 and completed in 99. I think he might have put us out there according to the tax department in 2007. During that time, before then, it was just farmland. You know. However, if there were more homes on that road and construction would have been to the end.
Do we have any policy on what qualifies a home for to be hooked up to water?
Now, actually, we have a policy in place that there are some areas in the county from the distance where this home is. We do put the meter on the right way, and they can kind of run from there to the property, and they have a decent pressure. But for us to do it, we have to get approved by the public water department. We have to get an engineer involved because we can't tie on to a water main without them. And that's where the cost is such. And I want to get this to you all tonight so that way you all can look it over and make a decision how you want to do it.
Am I oversimplified to say that if coming up with policy is basically math?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
We can talk about it. Or do we do half and then the citizens don't have?
I mean, when we talked to the guy at the chicken farm, he was going to be reimbursing us food and bag gallons that we use a month. It was estimated and it'd be reimbursed that way there. And again, that ended up not falling through.
And we have to do the same for every box.
Exactly.
This one. That's the, we can possibly justify not doing it.
No, that's the same situation. I'd have to say
something.
Well, I
agree with what
y'all
saying. It's best to sit down and let's come up with a policy. Because I believe
in
treating everyone the same
across the board. You know, the only policy, that there was a private water line extension policy, but which is the same thing where the person has to pay, put a certain percentage down, and then they will pay for the health that line construct, just like with the Oklahoma Farm. The Oklahoma Farm paid to have that water line right down, the Oklahoma Farm Road.
Well, not too long ago, we had an individual who wanted a line to go into his chicken.
Yes, correct.
And he was going to reimburse us through his monthly bill. Was that correct?
That's
how it worked out. Again, that's something we're going to work with that, so we can see, we figure out the situation cost to the fall and have that put in. So, okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Buck. Any other items? Okay. Mr.
Come back to me.
She likes the rationale.
No, I'm out of the building, so I'm like, what?
I do have one thing that I'm very proud of, and I'm glad that the chair is here too. Because we just received this week the Community College Performance Ranking for all the community colleges in the state, 58 of them. And I'm happy that the community college that the chair represents here and I represent as a trustee is ranked fourth overall in the state of North Carolina, even ahead of Pitt Community College. So I'd like to give the chair and all of those guys who supported me a round of applause.
I should have got that out next leadership team meeting.
We have,
as a matter of fact, if I may, don't we, I think you've been invited on the 17th.
Yes, yes.
And you can do it right there.
Yeah, I'll talk to you about that. Also, we have over 900 students this year at our community, and almost 250 are from Burton County.
Well, let me throw that since you're patting on the back. For the first time in a number of years, We are offering curriculum transfer courses at this campus, English 111 and Math 110. So if you know people who want to get some college credits, they can pick it up right here, evenings or days.
And I think it's a college course too, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have both of them.
Mr. Atkins. Thank you, Ms. Bailey.
You mean
saying
that?
No, that's just kidding. I like to go
back to the back real quick. I attended the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners, and it was great. One of the best ones I ever attended. And several awards were given out. And the most important thing, this was the networking and their ideas on how to get things done and accomplished, which made me think about a small rural county. What are we really doing to help each other? Because that's what it's going to take, to working together with the Board of Education and other stakeholders, the law enforcement, in order to have a successful county. And I am willing to sit down at the table and have as many discussions as possible, even with the community college, because it's a program needed that the county needs to have through the community college. And that's for students there at high school, so they can be qualified to work. You know, and I understand now that it's not labor really enforced, but they're looking more towards technology. Even at Walmart, you know. So we have to go with the times, and we need to really, really, really work together as a board and with the community. And I am proud to announce, I think Dorian has now gone and Donnie is here, and she's very mild. So maybe we won't have any favorites.
Mr. Manager. Mr. Vaughn. Okay. Go back in. Anybody's got a 3-minute comment? Yes, ma'am.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I missed the first call yet, coming from Durham. Didn't want to get a ticket, so I'm here. My name is Jackie White. For those who don't know me, I am the president of the 13 Alumni Community Association. That is a nonprofit organization who rally for the students. We award scholarships. We do events for the community. We give when people are in need. And I'm here to personally invite. I sent out an email, and I know sometimes people don't read the email, so I'm here to give a personal invite to the commissioners, town administrators, to participate in the upcoming event that we are going to host. It is a 50th anniversary of Bertie High School 50th graduating class since 1969 to 2019. We're going to celebrate. We have invited the retired teachers who taught us through those years from 69 to 2019. And someone say, they all dead probably. No, we have one or two who will reach that age of 102. And she told me she would be glad to participate. So this is my personal invitation to you, that when we have a parade, it is not only for the Bertie alumni, it's for the community, to bring the community together to celebrate the classes that have graduated from Bertie County. It's about education and community. I would like to see more diversity participate. It's not about color, it's not about creed, religion, or what you believe in. It's about coming together in unity, having a good time, showing our teachers some respect for the education that they did for and taught us. The parade will be starting down by Wallace Funeral Home. It's a big field there, belong to Mr. Ward. Someone had the task asking him, can we start there? And we'll line up on College Street. And when we come, I would like to see the commissioners in it with your sign on the side saying, Commissioner Trent, Bertie County, Commissioner Athens, and wave to the crowd. Let them know you into the community and education. And I have a personal invitation there for you and an application we asked you to fill out so we know about how many in the parade, because I have to report to the chief about the traffic flow and how many we're going to have participate. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Questions?
We've had several communications. I have. What's the date?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's October. What I'm going to ask you too.
Okay, everything's on the paper. Saturday, October the 19th, 10 o'clock a.m. is the parade. And after the parade will be a music festival and different people on stage performing. Casey is working with me to have the YMCA kids perform, and we'll have a band, and we'll have vendors and food and everything going on to about 3 o'clock, because 6 o'clock we have the banquet where we're going to honor the teachers, and you are also invited to the banquet if you'd like to come. It's a dinner, a recognition to the teacher, and program and live entertainment. Basically, that's what's going to go on, showing our respect to our teachers for the 50 years and bringing the alumni and the community together.
Just at the great outcome, 100% support of the survey you did. But I also want to let you know that there's another event on that same day that's generally a major event, which is the Outreach Festival at Evening Light, where all of the county and all of the departments have already committed to being there too. So I think if you could reach out to them and make sure that, you know, both parties know that there are two events going on. So, because we can share. One goes from, their event goes from in the morning. I think we're on commissioners at 11 o'clock and goes through 5 o'clock. We're only on for an hour from 11 to 12, right? So we could either go to the parade and then come back to be on that. But if you don't know that there are two events, right? You know what I'm saying, right? You can share that knowledge and share the people who are supporting both of them, but they can do both.
Okay.
Right, rather than just one. Because I think they already locked into an awful lot of different organizations and things there.
Okay. Thank you for the information.
County Attorney, you have a report for us. County Attorney, you have a report for us. Anything else?
I would like for Bertie County to be involved with this president. I didn't want them to think that we brought the flags in.
For over a year and a half now, be able to provide my skill sets to the Guernsey County community, also learning new skill sets to be able to apply somewhere else, which I'm looking forward to doing. But I wanted to publicly thank the board, and just to say how just sincerely thankful and also thankful to the Ferguson family, many people who have prayed for me while I was here, and so I'm just really thankful. So I'm again thankful for your speaking out for me, for looking out for me all the way while I was in Raleigh. I will say, when I started this journey as a MPA student, I thought that the best way for me to be a public servant was going through law school, following the footsteps of my mom. And so when I didn't have the opportunity to finish school and witness an MPA program, I had no idea what public administration was, and definitely didn't know much about county government, but it took my walking in faith, applying for an internship with the Association of County Commissioners, and coming to Guernsey County for the first time, being exposed to rural government and rural country. So I'm grateful for the experience. It has prepared me for where I'm going to now, and from my family to yours, thank you.
Thank you. Anybody have anything else?
No, but me.
If not, we have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Do I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.